Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back in. This is In This League, and thisleague.com is where you can find Mr. Scott Bogman. I am Lord Welsh. Technically, I'm a lord. Don't get that wrong. Lord Welsh of Glencoe. That is Lord Bogman.
You're going to throw in. Okay, thank you.
You're
going to throw in that I'm a lord as well. We both got those fake certificates.
We do. Well, they were real, but we own like a 1 foot by 1 foot square plot in Glencoe, but that made us lords of the land, apparently. Just to update on the important news you guys are wanting to know, have not received anything, have not received Marvel Alliance 3. Nor have I received the $20 or the tickets or the food or the compendiums. So at this moment, no plans to see cats on the table.
Now, let me ask you something. If they just sent that to you and sent me nothing, would you still go?
Oh, that's a great question. Going
to go
see
by
cats
yourself
alone?
See cats. Yeah.
I would need.
I mean, that immediately puts you on a list, right?
Definitely,
you have to be some type of a weirdo to be on that, to be going to see cats by yourself.
Like, I've seen a bunch of the Marvel movies alone, and I think there's slight bits of judgment, but ultimately I think people just like get over it. Going to see cats alone is one. I actually think there might be an app, like, you know, it's like, here's where the people moved in. It's like, this guy
I'll
saw cats
whatever
alone.
People are giving you if you go see it with our person that sold us the tickets to the last movie we went to go see.
Wait, why did I not follow you?
The person that sold us the tickets for the...
That guy, the story? No, I'm not that guy. And that guy will be in Scene Cap, 100%. No, alone, I would need Marvel Alliance, at least two of the compendiums, all the tickets and the food, and then I would probably need at least a $25 buffer to go along with it. I want this to be unreasonable, by the way. I'm just throwing out things,
it's
by the way.
It's pretty unreasonable, yeah.
I'm just throwing out things because there's, like, first off, no ounce of my body wants to see cats. Literally the worst thing on the planet is the idea of seeing cats because I can't win. Like, well, what am I going to do? I'll go to the early one where no one's there. So I'm the guy that goes at 9 a.m. to see cats? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'd rather go see the Lion King alone at 10 a.m. with all the homeschool groups.
Mm-mm.
That would go over better.
With all the homeschool groups.
I'd rather do that than see cats alone is actually the worst. I wish you didn't even bring that up. I mean, again, everything I just said is only for today. It's only for July 20th. It all goes up every day after.
I like how we talked about how much of a scumbag Tyreek Hill is and all these other guys. And this is the part where you squirm at is going to see cats alone. Well, you're like, this is worse than anything we've talked about today.
You were like, hey, I need my 6 month of Evil Angel. To go see it alone, you'd need a year of Evil Angel, right?
No, I'd do it for 6 months. I don't care.
Oh, you go see it alone for 6 months?
Sure. Yeah. Wow. You know what? You could not buy me the ticket. Someone pays me. Someone gives me an Evil Angel for 6 months.
How much is Evil Angel
I'll go
a month?
See it. It's not cheap.
Is it over?
Don't you remember I got hammered and paid for a year of it?
$200. Yeah, it was like $200, right?
Yeah, $200. So
for a
six
year?
Months would be $100.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, that's a ripoff. What if you got 3 months?
No.
You said it. Look, 3 months is on the table, and you're just like, nah,
I tell you, 3 months if it's 3 months plus a hard drive.
Well, you're just upping the price every single time.
Well, you keep putting new weird parameters on it.
I don't know. Just get me stuff. It doesn't matter. Like,
get
the
me
fun,
stuff.
Here's the fun thing. This could have been a Secret Show conversation, but I couldn't keep in the cat stuff any longer. Like, I just needed that to get out of my system.
Dr. A hitting you up about it too. So
the what?
Dr. A hitting you up. You guys were talking about it, I decided to not engage.
You did not engage. I was proud of you.
I'm not going to do anything here.
Yeah, but the good thing is like this just dies here. Like we're not going to walk into like next week and continue having this conversation. Like, you know, this will double for a couple days, and then by the time we're back into podcasts, like we're not going to talk about this on the next secret show. We don't need to talk about it because it'll all be unreasonable. This is just for fun right now. Cats will not happen. It is the most ridiculous thought process. It's the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen and trailer. I will tell you, though, I had a bit of sadness. I want to get to this article, but sadness overwhelmed me this weekend. And, of course, I was drinking a little bit, and I was very excited because, or maybe it was earlier in the week, I finished Sneaky Pete on Amazon. And Sneaky Pete is so damn good. It is such a good show. And I was like, man, I was watching the finale. I'm like, this is great. Sneaky Pete is so good. This, that, and the other thing. I am so excited for, well, I don't even know what I said. I was just like, Giovanni Ribisi is just awesome, blah, blah, blah. And someone's like, hey, you know, they haven't renewed it yet. And I'm like, I'm going to riot if they don't renew. And then someone else goes, yeah, they canceled it. And I was like, what the, what? Have you seen Sneaky Pete?
No.
It is so good.
At this point, like, you're so obnoxious about Sneaky Pete.
Oh, you're going to do the Nazi thing?
I almost, like, I want to watch it, and I almost started it, but then you started, like, bragging about it. I'm like, I think this might be too much, though.
No, so. You should see it. It's really, it's just really, really good. In the first season, you got Bryan Cranston. I mean, give me a break, man. Watch it.
I didn't know he was in it. So.
Yeah, he's the producer of the show.
Okay, good.
Will you watch it?
Yeah, I'll probably watch
it tonight.
The problem is I'm always working on something, so I don't want to, like, I want to watch new stuff when football season starts.
And how are you going to get, like, time for Evil Angel then?
Well, I cut out time for Evil Angel.
Okay, you find time.
I'm not gonna cut out time for Sneaky Pete. So I'll cut out time for
you. Do a different Sneaky Pete.
Everybody wants to stay alive, right? So I need to go get my my Evil Angel time in. So, I'm just saying, you know, gotta not be stressed. So, yeah. But
I know what you're saying,
right? Yeah, you get it. So, and so does every other male listening.
I think everybody gets it. We're good,
right? But like, I'll put on stupid crap in the background. Like, I'm watching 30 Rock right now. I've already seen it, you know. So it's just on in the background because it's something funny and it won't distract me when I'm doing my stuff. Like, you know, tomorrow I'm recording wide receivers with Blaze. So I'm trying to wrap up that when we're done here. So it's just, by the way, you know, Rocket Ishmael's kid is playing for Wyoming right now.
Really?
Yep. Rocket Ishmael Jr.
That's insane. Wide receiver
for the Broncos.
Wasn't he from Notre Dame?
But yeah, he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I love Rocket Ishmael.
His son is good enough to go to Wyoming.
Oh, really? Wow. That's unfortunate. I had the same experience. It's funny. I was at an AZL game just the other day. This guy named Jairo Pomares, Cuban outfielder for the Giants, he hit for the cycle, and he's a prospect in the rookie league. It was awesome. He's actually this touted prospect people should keep an eye on. But there was this other prospect named Grant McCray, and he was a third-round pick from the Giants in this past draft. And I was like, man, it sounds familiar. And there's this dude who's just – big lively personality, and I'm going up and I'm getting video of Grant so I can get Jairo after, and he comes up whenever Grant comes up, so I'm like, this has got to be his dad or something. So I type in Grant McCray's dad. Sure enough, his name is Rodney McCray, known as Crash McCray. Bogman, are you familiar?
Is that the guy that Bull Durham was based off of or something?
No, well, what his deal was, he was known for in AAA, I guess it was a big video on SportsCenter at the time in like 91, Chip Hale, of all people, hits this bomb to the outfield. McCray catches it and runs through the wall. So he was highlight reel guy. And he was a personality. He was like, I can't say the words he was saying as he was watching his son, but
I want to meet him.
He was fun. He was a big old personality, but I was like, Rodney McCray, there you go. Crash McCray out there.
Anytime you hear something like that, I think of when Mark Grace accidentally left the... Remember when he accidentally left the microphone on and he was like, every effing cut is an underwater cup from this mother effer. It was like every other word.
That's essentially what this was. But he was just like, you're going to get picked off. And it was just a whole bunch of stuff. And he was just like, he's like, get a damn hit. He's like, you got to get a damn hit. And then he got on by like just barely, like probably a bad call, and it was fun stuff. But you just made me think of that and that whole process. all right, we got this article Bogman pulled together. Some from time to time we do this. A lot of Fantasy Pros coverage we've been doing here, but you know, aggregated content.
They
sometimes,
aggregate.
Yeah, aggregated content is easy for you and I to talk about sometimes, and in this respect, because we do a lot of honed in stuff on ITL. But they put this article together on their Fantasy Pros staff. 9 high-risk running backs and wide receivers for this coming fantasy football season. So I want to ask the validity of where you're at with them. Number one, their question one is, which wide receiver comes with the most amount of risk and which players would you rather draft with a lower ADP?
And this is what they gave to the writers who came back with this article.
That what?
This is the question they asked each of these writers, because these guys came up with different people. A couple of them came up with the same guy, but this is what this is.
Oh, yeah. I got you. All right.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying.
I didn't follow for a second. So number one, this is Rich Piazza. All right. He says Cooper Kupp. And first, and I'll give you the people he'd rather have. Do you think Cooper Kupp comes with the most amount of risk based on his draft value this season?
The most amount?
That's what they're asking. It says, the question is, which wideout comes with the most amount of risk, and then who would you rather draft? At wide receiver 20, Rich is saying that Cooper Kupp is a massive risk.
I get the reasoning here because he's coming off the torn ACL, but I don't see him as the most amount of risk.
I get so with you, dude. I get the logic, but Cooper Kupp is Jared Goff's favorite target. If Cooper Kupp is on the field, I'm going to say it in a future episode, how much I like Cooper Kupp this year and the statement that I'm going with it. He says he would rather have Tyler Lockett, DJ Moore, and Tyler Boyd at their ADP than Cooper Kupp. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I'm going to disagree with that. I like Cooper Kupp. I think those
I'm gonna
Rams
agree with
wideouts,
Lockett, by the way, not the others.
Yeah. Well, I'd much rather have him than DJ Moore or Tyler Boyd. Yeah. I think Tyler Boyd, to be honest, could be in this discussion.
Well, I mean, you're getting a discount. You're saying of risk.
Of risk, yeah, absolutely. Because Tyler Boyd played with a banged up or just flat out injured and not playing AJ Green all year last year. So, yeah, he's probably super risky.
Okay. Number two, this is from our boy Taglieri. We just talked to him over on the Fantasy Black Book just a couple shows ago.
Yeah.
What'd I say? Taglieri?
Yeah.
Oh, Taglieri. I'm Mike Taglieri. Sorry. I eat it on the end. I Thieland.
That's why I say Thieland. Thieland. Yeah. You are known for saying Thieland.
Yeah. It's right. My favorite thing to do. He picks Mike Evans. Mike Evans being the riskiest as wide receiver 7. So I'll give you the, boy, this is a really good, I mean, do you want me to just give you the rather, or do you have some thoughts on Mike Evans as a risky wide receiver?
I don't know why he's risky.
He says, I'll go with Evans as someone who offers too much risk at his current ADP. He's currently going off as the 7th wideout, 21st overall. While it may not sound horrible, you have to understand the emergence of both Godwin and Howard to set realistic expectations for him. He's no longer going to see the 150-plus targets he did in the past with the Bucs.
They're
going to
pass more.
Boy, I don't agree with that at all. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to pass more, and their defense still blows. So he's going to see a decent amount here. So.
Yeah, I don't. He says he would rather have A.J. Green because he's going 22 picks later. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I'm outy 5,000 on AJ Green, and I don't buy that he can't have 150 plus targets in Tampa Bay. So I agree. I disagree on every front.
Yeah, Mike Evans had 1,000 yards in 2017. He had 1,500 yards last year. I don't understand this not liking Mike Evans, so I'm going to go ahead and fully disagree with that.
All right, the other two, as far as wideouts go, Andy Holloway says Amari Cooper, that he does not like the risk, and he says he'll take A.J. Green, Julian Edelman, Robert Woods, and Stephon Diggs all over him at that value.
Okay. AJ Green's a tough one because AJ Green, I understand why people are shying away from him, but I feel like he's coming at a decent value this season.
So, well, this is what these are based on. They're based on, they're saying, I'd rather have the value of this guy over this guy. But I don't think AJ Green is going that far off from Amari Cooper. I think those are even. Edelman's a little bit even. Stephon Diggs definitely is. Robert Woods is the only one I think that's coming at a completely different value than
okay.
the majority of these guys.
Here's the one I'm going to say. I'm going to say that AJ Green, out of the players listed, makes the most sense.
Okay. I'm going to disagree because I like Amari Cooper this year. All right, real quick, I want to get to this guy, and then I want to actually ask the overarching question. The last one is by Scott Pankowski from Yahoo. AJ Green, he says. AJ Green, he's out on. He says, he'd rather have Robert Woods and Chris Godwin, who are anywhere from 1 to 3 rounds cheaper. Remember, Box, he's saying based on the value, he'd rather have the other guys than AJ
Green. I get it, but I'd still, you know, AJ Green has so much. Look, Godwin has upside and value and all that stuff, but we've seen it. We've seen Godwin go at the turn in early in the third. There is enough hype on Godwin to where potentially he can go high in your league. If he drops, that's fine. That's kind of a singular opportunity there. I'd rather have AJ Green.
AJ Green, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp. Those are the four that were picked. Now you pick out of the four, who's the risky wide receiver of that four?
I still think it's AJ Green coming. New offense, crappy quarterback, and coming off the injury. So I think, and his age. I think you add all that up, and he is a risky play.
Completely agree. All right, so we're going to go to break here. We'll come back and kind of do a whole show essentially of football. Though I do want to mention the what was almost on Friday night as far as baseball goes, just a little bit of coverage. But when we come back, I want to hit or make sure that we hit some of the running back conversation. Same guys were asked which running backs come with the same risk. So let's talk about them, see who they would like to have after, and then we'll pick the ultimate risky running back for 2019, or at least, you know, for fantasy purposes, that with it. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. You can listen live on the app, or if you missed anything, just go back and listen on the podcast because we're there and you can catch the whole thing. Otherwise, go find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh and at Bogman Sports. We will be back in just a minute.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
That's right. In This League, that is us. And you can actually, if you want to... Not that we're not in enough places already, but if you guys want to know, we were just talking about it on the break. But Sunday, tomorrow, if you happen to be listening to live, I will be doing a little TV spot with CBS Sports HQ. If you guys want to check it out. I actually have to put together what I'm going to talk about right now, right after this, at least, and do a little 15-minute spot, which all I pray is that it just goes okay leading up to it. It was I chronicled absolute chaos of the hour leading up to the TV spot was. I just don't want that. I want to actually enjoy spots that I do. Like you just did, we just did Rates and Barrels on The Athletic. We had a fantastic time. You just did another podcast.
Bases Loaded Pod, yeah.
Bases Loaded Pod. Like we like doing guest appearances and stuff. Just TV, first off, is like scarier. And then second off, when your equipment wants to screw up on you, it's the most terrifying thing that can possibly happen.
The Welsh panics, too. Like, I don't know why you panic so much, but you definitely panic. I guess it's just you don't want to look unprofessional or whatever because you're like, this isn't working. This is. I guess I just have to use my phone. And then, like, you know, we have it documented. just 2 seconds before your appearance, just boom, yeah. Everything comes to fruition and starts working.
I have a million backup stuff for audio. Like, if my board went out, I have another board. I've also got an interface. I got multiple microphones. Like, if something, the only thing that could go horrible is my computer just fries and I can't do something like that. That's one right. thing. Like, visual, well, my thing, I can't make up visual.
I understand, but my thing would just be like, hey, look, you know, it's not working. So, yeah. Sorry, I can't do it.
I'm going to be a little bit more abbreviated in my next appearance as well, so I don't get yelled at in my ear. I'm just saying.
Now, are you going to do the jerk thing where you're like, yeah, I like him?
No, I would never do that. I just, like, now I know.
You do that to me. So,
yeah, no.
On occasion, when I'm like, why do you like this guy so much? I don't know. Just like,
sure.
Yeah. Right, Hitman.
No. I know what I need to do this time. Like, I was a couple of my things I was solid with, but now I know where I need to sit and what my answers are. And then especially the second section we do, which is like reality or fantasy or whatever, I know what to do. I also did, if people didn't catch, like I kind of knew, but I just needed to make sure, because the host, they didn't set up. They're like, is this guy fantasy or reality? And I was like, we're saying that fantasy is fake, right? You know, I had to do something like that. So I have got all of what I need in front of me set, and I will try to have a good experience so it doesn't ruin my weekend. Is essentially,
yeah, just have fun. And if everything goes wrong, it's not your problem. So you just get to walk away from it. That's what I like about guest appearances is, you know, I'm not responsible for anything.
Yeah,
so, true. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy and say a bunch of crazy nonsense on there or anything, but I'm just really not, like, I'll be professional. I'll try to do the best job I can, but if something goes off the rails, I don't have to worry about it. It's not my show.
Yeah, so. I just get, like, super nutty about it. Like, I do a guest appearance and I record on my end just to make sure. Because I've had
it before. This is why you call me a robot, because like when these things happen, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you don't care. Like you don't care if your appearances go bad. You're just like, that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah. I mean, if it's gonna waste my time, look real bad.
I don't want to go see cats, and I don't want to waste my time. I want to make sure it went to something, so it needs to be good.
Right. Well, look, man. Like the appearance that I did without you, I know it was on the glorious Basis Loaded pod, which is just as popular as CBS. Which I like those guys; they're very nice. But they said these are the topics that we want to do, and I said, okay, do you have a rundown? And he sent me a rundown. Like, I'll take the time to do it professionally. I'm not just gonna show up and be like, yeah, that guy's good. You know what I mean? But if everything goes haywire, like if my internet goes down and they can't make it up or anything, I'm going to be like, well, you know, I'm sorry. Things didn't work out. Hopefully you're understanding. And if you're not, F off. I don't care. So it's over with. It's over with.
You definitely didn't mean how you said that. You didn't mean how you said that.
What do you think I said?
Like, well, you're like the glorious, like you didn't mean.
Well, I told them, I said, I love going on that. It's nothing compared to CBS. And they said that they're like, they made a joke in the show. If you listen to it, you'll know. They were like, well, I know this is the same as coming to CBS. I'm like, yeah, this is the exact same. Those guys are great. Go listen to their podcast.
Why didn't they invite me on? Awesome.
Because you don't follow them. You do this bit where you don't like to follow anyone. I follow people back.
Well, we're in a Slack app with them for Fantrax. They could have messaged me there.
Yeah, they could have, but they didn't. Probably because they're like, oh, this guy's nuts, and if something goes wrong, I mean, he's going to blame us.
That is definitely like a possibility. I think I'm relatively easygoing.
Yeah.
Maybe not to you, but
no, you're not. No. Let me just ruin that myth for everybody. You're not easygoing.
But no, so. To you, to everybody else, I'm very easy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I just want to record. I wish I would have recorded the sheer panic before everything that was going on.
Yeah.
So I could sell it in a year or two, because even though it happened and it went fine and it was great, you would still hate it if I put that out there this week.
Oh, there's no time on earth that I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, I think in a year, you probably won't care.
It was a horrible moment, and it led more to my shock, because I had this sense of relief after it was done. I mean, it was just a horrific. I felt horrific about it, but I was like, it's just done. Like, okay, we're done with this. And then getting invited back, I was like, what? Like, are you guys desperate? Like, what's happening here? And now, like, I feel more comfortable that I know what I'm getting into.
I'm at the point where I just won't go on.
I would love to see you on with your hair, too.
I'll never get an invite, so it doesn't matter. They're like, you didn't see this 17-year-old hit for the cycle at the AZL. Why do we care about you?
They don't ask me any. See, that's the one thing. If I was getting a prospect question, I don't even need notes. Like, I don't get any. I wish I was getting prospect questions. I'd actually feel more comfortable because we're just doing, like, you know, we're doing, like, deep dive fantasy stuff. So I want to be stat ready and all that type of stuff. So I got to do a bunch of research ahead of time. If it was prospect stuff, man, I can just go with it. And I kind of in that. See, you know what, though? That was my problem. The one thing I went long on where they're like, hey, get going here, was Brennan McKay. And because I just started talking prospecting. So
we're also on Rates and Barrels with DVR at The Athletic. So we did that, too. And I prepped for that one, too. And it was, to be honest, we were on there at first and we're like, you know what? Why don't we record this? And you record it, sent the file to DVR, you know, professional. So we're good. Look by the way. I want to know if anyone has a suggestion about what to do about a neighbor's dog that won't stop barking on their patio, just at Bogman Sports.
And don't say something horrible or I'll block.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill the dog. I want to go steal the dog from the person. But
is that dog still barking?
It's still happening, dude. It's still happening. So, and it's not a constant bark. It's like a loud yelp. Like,
but he's coming
once
outside
every 10 minutes. Yeah, it has to be on someone's porch. So as soon as we're done with this, I think I'm walking out there and I'm just going to figure out where this noise is coming from. And I'm going to go confront the person.
You want a tip? So real quick, we're not talking about the article. No, I mean, maybe. But so we have some barky dogs and sometimes, you know, you want to like. You got to make a sound to make them know, like, all right, we've got to stop. You know, sometimes you can train them to a sound. So for some reason, my wife was like, let's get a boat horn. Like, those are nice and loud.
What?
Yeah, dude, I swear to God. Like, a little, it was supposed to be like a bullhorn. And we went to, like Walmart or something. And we just found this little tiny horn. And it was like, oh, it's for boats. And we're like, oh, this will make a good sound. So we come back to our house and we're like, all right, so we're going to use this horn to kind of like, when they bark, we're going to, you know, hit the horn so they start to understand. Little did we know that this little tiny horn was a full-on boat horn. So think about my house with, you know, tile and stuff. We hit that button, and we were deaf for an hour. It was
you didn't test it out.
That was the test. We're like, okay, here we go. Here's a little test because it was in plastic and stuff.
Okay,
we hit the horn, and it was we were terrified. So what I say. Go buy it.
Go buy a boat horn. Why don't you just give me your boat horn?
I'll try to find it, actually, and I'll give it to you. And stand outside the person's house, and then every time that happens, hit the boat horn.
Well, the problem is I'm in an apartment complex, and I don't understand how no one else – because I can hear it, right? But I'm not right next to it. I know it's across the complex somewhere. I can't just poke my head out and see where it's coming from. I'm going to have to go walk towards it.
Yeah, with the boat horn.
Well, here's my thing is why I can hear it sitting in my apartment. I know other people in this complex can hear it. How has no one else gone up to this person
and
said something?
They're not podcasting.
I guess. I don't know. Like I look like a psycho sometimes. Like when
– Will you film this whole thing?
No, I'm not going to film any of it. So,
well, film yourself.
Because then I'm going to look like a real psychopath.
Put it on record.
All I want is a dog to stop coming out on the patio and whine. It's like a loud yelp. It's not even a bark. It might be a weird bark or something, but I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's driving me crazy.
My advice is a boat horn. That's what
every 3 minutes. All but right. See, then I'm going to bother everyone else. At least I know that they won't complain about it.
Well, then you'll see. You'll test. You'll be like, is this going to get everybody excited? Oh, okay. The boat horn bothers you, but not the constant barking.
Right, exactly.
You got to test people. Pavlovian.
We're gonna find out pretty soon.
All right, well, that's why I want you to film it. I'd love to document this. All right, let's finish this up. Which running back comes with the most amount of risk according to Fantasy Pros? According to Rich Piazza, Damian Williams, RB13, ADP 22. He says, I would rather have Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones, Devontae Freeman, and Kerryon Johnson at a better ADP, though I would argue... Saying a better ADP is like not that far off. Like they're saying his ADP is 22 overall. Those guys are going right around the same area. So I almost think it's little to like maybe Kerryon Johnson and Aaron Jones, you get a tiny little bit of a value on, like a half a round, but they're all relatively close. So what do you think? Risk on Damian Williams, and what about those guys that he says he'd rather have?
I mean, no. I would rather have Damian Williams over all of those guys because I feel like every running back comes with risk, right? And to be honest, I looked ahead at some of these names here. This is weak what these guys are saying are risky. This is every running back's risky. If you I don't know. Like, who would you pick out of this group? You want to just read them off real quick?
What do you mean? Of all these guys?
Yes. This is a terrible group.
Okay. Yeah, let's read them all off. Justin Boone says Leonard Fournette is the biggest risk, and he would rather have Aaron Jones or Marlon Mack. We've got Tagliere says Le'Veon Bell, which that's not a surprise after we talked to him. I don't see who he says he'd rather have, though. I don't see it at all.
Melvin Gordon.
Does he say that? I don't know. Andy Holloway says Derrick Henry, and then he would rather have Freeman, Mack, Kerryon Johnson, and Josh Jacobs. And then Scott Pienkowski picks Todd Gurley and says he'd rather have Nick Chubb or Dalvin Cook. So,
well, the Derrick Henry one's weak because he's going lower than anybody else on this list. And I think all those guys are over him anyway.
They are. So every single one of those players is going ahead. I mean, you might be able to argue Johnson and Jacobs, but you're not. Marlon Mack and Devontae Freeman are going ahead. So I agree. The Derrick Henry one doesn't work for me. Todd Gurley is kind of played out, but I get why he goes on this the most amount of risk. Because they're talking about, like, what was the title? High-risk running backs and wide receivers. So you can't pick like super low losers.
They had to have asked this before the Tyreek Hill news came out, and he wasn't even on the wide receiver list. And he's an easy answer, too. I don't know. Like, everybody knows that Damian Williams comes with risk because he's only started a few games. Leonard Fournette has been hurt. Le'Veon Bell sat out an entire season.
Okay, but who should be on this list then? Because I know what you're saying, and I agree.
Josh Jacobs.
Okay,
Josh Jacobs is a rookie. And look, everything is set up in his favor in Oakland. He is by far the best running back on that roster. But John Gruden has been known to mix in guys. And look, I mean, this name probably will mean nothing. And I'm not telling you that this guy is going to cause any problems to Josh Jacobs.
Oh, you're about to tell us he's going to cause problems.
But Chris Warren was really good in the preseason last year.
Chris Warren. Oh.
Yeah, he tore up his knee. He sat out the entire season, but he's going to be back for camp. So that's a guy that, for whatever reason, if John Gruden decides, I want to go with someone else, you know, I want to stagger these backs because I've seen too many running backs getting hurt in the NFL. Most of the time he works with a bell cow, and we all think Josh Jacobs is going to be that guy. And I want to keep moving Jacobs up my list a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. But I think that, and I have him ahead of consensus ranks. I'm not the highest, but I'm pretty high on him. I think he's risky. I think Aaron Jones probably should have shown up on this list, right?
You know, I think, I mean, I see where you're going with that.
Nick Chubb. How about Nick Chubb on this list?
I think, okay, I got two. I agree with you. Nick Chubb is one of those guys because you could definitely take a look at the back half of the year, Kareem Hunt potentially taking offense away. Yeah. That's actually a really good one. How about this one also? Kerryon Johnson. Kerryon Johnson has taken a huge, huge rise, and they still got the same stable of dudes. Red zone options. You've still got Theo Riddick. I mean, they've got guys that are going to take run away from Kerryon Johnson. I like him, but he's definitely taken a boost up where it's like, you know, do we think Le'Veon Bell's as much of a risk as like Kerryon Johnson moving into RB13? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And I don't know that I would have been, to be honest, satisfied with pretty much anyone they said. You know,
it kind of sounds like that. Yeah.
Unless someone had said like Zeke, you know, or Saquon, I would have been like, oh, that's interesting.
I know you hate the Leonard Fournette one, too.
Well, it's just the same thing. And I get it. But that's, to be honest, I feel like the risk with Leonard Fournette is built into what everyone built into his ranking and all that stuff. The Jaguars have a better offensive line. They're getting a better quarterback. So if Leonard Fournette is going to be their running back for the entirety of this season, he should be pretty well up in this range.
He's greatly skilled. Of these guys, though, which is the one that you'll buy as the risk? Because there's Gurley, Henry, Bell, Fournette, Damian Williams, and that's it.
I buy Damian Williams as a risk, but the reward is too high for me in that Chiefs offense. So I'm buying stock in Damian Williams, but I get people not wanting to rank him very high. So I guess that's kind of how I have to break it down there.
I think, I mean, I've kind of really openly been talking about Damian Williams. If I had to pick one, I think Gurley belongs here. Like, I don't agree, but I think the archetype of the article of saying high risk guys, I think there is a risk in Gurley based on what we saw last year, then bringing in Anderson and then them having a relatively high pick on Daryl Henderson. So I think he belongs there, even though I don't agree with it. So
right,
it's fine. I think these are fine in general, but I do like a lot of the ones that you brought up. I think that's
I'm unhappy.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm unhappy with these risks.
They can go check it out. Go to Fantasy Pros. Look for 9 high-risk RBs and wide receivers, and you can check out the article that they aggregated together. It's always good stuff and good talking points. One final segment coming up here for Bogman and I in, you know, 12-hour countdown for, you know, the first round of cats selling us is going to happen, and it's going away. Sunday. It's going away by the sometime next week. I don't know when, but final one here. Don't go anywhere. Endless Love coming up. Endless Love.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Oh, don't worry, In This League. We'll never friend zone you. Is that the worst? Have you been like straight? Like, we all get like friend zoned, but like, have you ever had one that's been like really apparent and thrown in your face where it's like early on and there's still like a courting happening and then they're just like, oh, this is my buddy. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah, when you get introduced as my friend, I'm like, yeah. Okay, know where I stand.
Yeah. Let's go out. You're like, oh yeah? Yeah, I got some friends coming out. It'd be really fun. I want to introduce you to this guy. And you're just like, well.
On Parks and Rec, they have a thing like that. It was why can't I remember his name? Rob Lowe's character. He was trying to date this reporter. And she was like, yeah, there's a thing we can go to. It's just going to be you, me, my brother, my sister-in-law, and some of my friends from high school. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know what we're doing. And she was like, don't worry. She was writing a story on something that was happening in, you know, within the show. And she's like, I'm going to explain the nature of our relationship in my next article. And he reads it. He's like, my friend I sometimes hang out with, blah, 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 and I were doing this. And he was like, this tells me nothing. I don't know what is happening here.
I'm just, I don't know. The one thing I'm thankful for is just not having to deal with any of it. Like, I'm so far removed from all of the dating stuff. Actually, later this month is like the anniversary. It's not my wedding anniversary is in November, and that's like my 10 year, I think. But like, I met my wife in July of like, I just turned 22, so that's like 15 years ago this month. That's how long I haven't been dealing with dating. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know where I am.
No coincidence, it's also your anniversary of when you quit playing video games.
You know what? Pretty dang close. No, I got a story. I mean, I can't tell the story on here, but I had a story, it was original Red Dead, and it got my wife to hate video games pretty significantly.
Really?
With my days of Red Dead. Yeah,
I don't think I ever heard that. Yeah, well, so
I'll tell you later. It's not for radio consumption. But that was the beginning of the end for the video game days, and they slowly died off. And as have I slowly moved into the wild blue yonder. And boy, I'm looking at a video. Jesus Aguilar is a huge human being.
Yeah, he's not small, Cotton.
He is not in shape either. I mean, he's a shape, but it's not a. I mean, well, maybe I shouldn't.
What are you gonna fat shame the guy here?
I just don't remember him being this. I don't remember him being this guy. He's so big.
Yeah, he's a large man.
Thought it was Prince for a minute. like Prince Fielder. That's what I'm getting at.
He's much taller.
Yeah, no, way, way taller. We almost had a perfect game on Friday night. Mike Leake went 8 perfect innings and then proceeded to lead off single. The classic perfect game single with your first at batter, and then he dropped what was essentially a 98 pitch complete game like shutout. I don't know if he gave up one or two hits, but it made me laugh because of all the rumors where the Diamondbacks like almost acquired Mike Leake, and then you go look at his contract, and I'm like, perfect game ain't gonna save anybody from purchasing your $20 million contract. Give me a break.
God, I mean, that would be like a super highly paid offensive lineman in the NFL.
That's too true. Or like a backup power forward for the Knicks in the NBA.
Right.
Why is it that we always get these weird dudes that drop perfect game? You know, I mean, not that Dallas Braden was a guy, but like Dallas.
Well,
Braden.
we were talking about that on Bases Loaded with those guys. I was like, you guys remember Dallas Braden? And they're like, who? I'm like, the guy that had the same hair as me, but he's bald on top. So
did they not remember Dallas Braden? Are they that young?
I think they're being
sarcastic. Okay. I'm just making sure like they were not that young.
I mean, they're definitely younger than us because I dropped a Pat and they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, God bless you. You're young kids. So and then one, I think George went and looked. He's like, okay, I see it. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. That's worse. We should do
that's
one
so
of those.
Funny. I mean, I said it. So
we should do like the woman cat from Cats and Pat up against a picture of you, and then have people vote which one is more Bogman.
Have Jesse just submerge them, you know, so they're together. I guess merge them, not submerge them.
Not in water, not
right,
drown them.
Right.
Cats don't like the water. I'm losing you. What's happening?
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to get past
what? What
how
just
about
happened?
That trade deadline? Well,
what the hell just happened?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to explain it here. So you remember the stuff we were talking about between the break here?
Oh, you had. Oh,
yeah, well, that's what I. That's why I was laughing.
That put you in a complete stop and made the awkward transition.
I started thinking about it, and it was funny to me. Sue me.
God damn it, dude. All right, well, almost a perfect game from Mike Leake. If anything, it helps that trade value. The Mariners are dying to get off of him, but, you know, I still think they want to do that. They're going to have to pull a Bronson Arroyo. They're going to have to send a good prospect and money to just get him off the stupid team. That's the only way you're going to get no one. Great, you got, you know, 98 pitch, almost perfect game. I still don't want you. I still don't want it, but the, you know, the Poto and them,
don't
they just
want
find
it.
They find ways to win, and they find ways to make things happen. But the trade deadline is coming up, as you were saying. And isn't it like 2 weeks away?
Yeah, it's the 31st, so 11 days.
That is wild. That's crazy. And we were just talking.
Wild and crazy, guys.
Well, it's making me think because we were just talking about this on the ITL Baseball podcast. Like, it's actually feeding what I was talking about where there's so many teams that don't know quite who they are yet that I think it's going to slowly build and build, and then it's just going to pop. Maybe on the trade day, or at least a day or two before, where it's all going to happen because there's not enough teams that are buyers yet, and I don't think there's enough teams that are sellers, so nobody knows quite where they want to be. Like the Diamondbacks, you know, Robbie Ray is out as potential trade bait, and I think it was like the Yankees
Brewers.
And Brewers. Yeah, a couple teams were looking and like Robbie Ray. The Diamondbacks don't know who they are yet, if they're going to be sellers, and I think it's all going to slowly start popping. Though.
I think they're sellers. I think they know this bullpen isn't good enough to get them anywhere. But there are teams that are sellers. Like just looking at, you know, the wild card in the NL is difficult to figure out because everyone but the Marlins are within 6.5 games of a playoff spot. In the AL, though, it's the Angels, Rangers, Red Sox, and Rays are within 6.5 games. White Sox, Mariners, Blue Jays, Royals, Tigers, Orioles are all way behind, way, way out. So it's those teams with the Marlins, but everyone else is, I mean, you know, there are teams that are below 500 here. The Diamondbacks are right at 49 and, you know, or 50 and 48. The Giants are a game below 500. The Padres are 5 games below. So are the Rockies. Pirates are 6 games below. The Mets are 8 games below. And the Reds are 9 games below. So there's teams that seem to be on the outs. The Reds, the Mets, and Syndergaard has been, you know, in some trade rumors there. So I think we'll get some significant movement.
Yeah, some of the rumors, the Yankees have been scouting Marcus Stroman. And actually, very, very ironic here, now that I'm looking at two pieces of news, Matt Harvey was designated for assignment. The Dark Knight is out on his boots with no longer a job. And very interesting.
I need a burger.
Guys, where's Alfred? Alfred. I mean, oh, he want, how much you think he, how depressing would it be that years ago you were with Adriana Lima and then you cried in your hotel, didn't come out, and then now you're getting designated by the Angels?
Oh, my God. You are hateful towards him.
It's just sad. Well, he, just the whole, like the team sent guys to come check on him because, like, he broke up with Adriana Lima. Like, get a hold of yourself, bud.
Well, I mean,
I would be sad too. I totally would be sad. But, like, you'll be all right. You're professional.
Just know you had that and then you blew it.
Yeah. Yeah. He, well, I think he's thinking about that right now. But what's so great about it, and I'm not trying to, he's designated. I don't care about that. But he was designated for assignment. And Marcus Stroman has been so good this year. The Yankees are scouting him. Just so happens this weekend, tomorrow, or at least for the Monday episode of the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, pitcherless Nick Pollock is on the show. And Bogman,
right?
Wouldn't you know it? We made a Matt Harvey, Marcus Stroman bet in the preseason, and I had Marcus Stroman.
This is going to be brought up. Do you think maybe he just wants to pay up now?
What was the bet? I don't remember.
I think it was garlic.
I mean, you might want to message him to hit the store before the show. I think it's a good time. There's, I mean, he can't win it. Marcus, it was a five category thing. Marcus Stroman owns them all.
Yeah,
it's over.
It really does. So, yeah, it's over with. It's over.
Feels really, really good. Nick picked a fantastic time for that news to happen. But
you won two. Well, you're gonna lose the one with Ariel Cohen, though.
Yeah, of course. What the one that person that will never forget it. It was like 220 at bats for Carter Kieboom, and he'd have to come up like
now
tomorrow. Yeah, for that, for me to hit that, because he's got like 38, so he needs like 190 or something total. So I think that's over. Sadly, which was a girl. Oh, I almost lost $100. I was so close to losing $100 because it was an onion bet. And, of course, Ariel Cohen is the least likely human being I found out to forget a bet. Like,
If I had won that $100 real quick, it's going down a rabbit hole here. If I had paid for, like, a bunch of strangers to go see Cats, how mad would it be with your money? Like, I just took that $100. I wouldn't get anything, you would be okay with that. But I spent your $100.
Like, you would go to the movie theater, stand outside.
Are you guys going to see Cats? I'm going to pay for it.
I would hate you. I would quit. I would quit. I would quit at least one show.
You wouldn't hate me.
I'd quit at least one show with you.
Okay.
Yeah, at least one. Maybe all of them. Maybe I might be dead. That would be the most offensive thing ever. I could see it too. We'd have to film it. We'd have to have a whole like filming crew.
With no problem. Yeah, so someone. I'd be like, look, all you have to do is film me buying you the tickets.
Gladly film that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But all right. So back to the thing. So Marcus Stroman being scouted by the Yankees, he'd been rumored with the Padres as well. But the Padres apparently are the front runners on Trevor Bauer. And if there are two teams that have more firepower to go out and acquire some starters, it's them Yankees and the Padres. They have the prospect firepower to 1,000% make one of those moves. I was going to ask you, what do you think is more possible? Marcus Stroman easily. Do you think Trevor Bauer is moved out of Cleveland?
I really don't. I don't think they're going to move on him. So I know he's been annoying, but they're leading the wild card right now. So I just don't think that they're going to move. I think they want to try to make the playoffs. And they're three games back of the Twins. And Jose Ramirez seems to be coming on. Corey Kluber is about to rejoin the rotation. And they're in the wild card right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think he gets moved. I think they make another run at this before they decide to start moving pieces.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. It's just so interesting because he's one of the bigger names that is being kicked around in rumors, which, though, makes Robbie Ray all that more interesting. And I saw another, I think it was MLB Trade Rumors, Bogman, dropped this, that there's kind of a renewed resurgence in the conversation around Zach Greinke, that the Diamondbacks might be willing to pay some of that ridiculous contract he has, upwards of $10 million of it per year. So I think that might be
$30 million.
Yeah, $30 million they might have to throw into it, pending what they get back in an acquisition. So if they were to do that, that would mean the Diamondbacks are looking for a couple, like a haul of a prospects. If they're going to drop $10 million, which would, I mean, doesn't quite cut that contract in half, that would make Greinke incredibly affordable. A team like the Yankees would have to pay up guys like probably Davy Garcia and another really top prospect. So, I mean, I think there's a possibility you could see Greinke and Robbie Ray moved off of the Diamondbacks, which would be a version of them trying to rebrand, even though they have such a great minor league system. It would be them retooling.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. And Goldie was the beginning piece of it. So we've kind of been expecting it. I kind of thought that I'm glad. Like, I hope we can get something good for Greinke back, even if we have to pay a little bit of that contract. I mean, not our money. So fine by me. But it's going to happen eventually. I'd rather just go all in. And, like, if we trade Greinke, then also trade Robbie Ray, get Duplantier some experience up in the bigs, and bring up some of these young guys. Alex Young hasn't been terrible.
No, he's been really good. Here's a weird one, though, is that the Diamondbacks facing Milwaukee are now, with that win, a half a game out of the wild card. So the Diamondbacks are going to be they might be putting themselves in a situation where at the wild card, they're then going to be buyers. And God knows they might put themselves in a position where they go and purchase a guy like Mike Leake.
I think either way, they're not going to be buyers. Yeah, I think if they were going to buy, it would have been last year. And they didn't do it. So I don't think they're going
to
buy.
They did also say that they're not going to be, whatever they do, they're not going to make big buys. So that's what ultimately hurts them. I'd still love that. Regardless, I'd love to see them move Zach Greinke and get off of that contract. But that's what's interesting about this space and just what I just told you. Half a game out with 11 days to go at the trade deadline for a team that's kind of been chalked up in rumors to maybe be, you know, sellers. This is what's going to make this trade deadline so ridiculously crazy. Cleveland, they have a bunch of assets and weird injuries this year. Guess what? They're top of the wild, you know, they're top of the division. You got the Diamondbacks who have been talking about being sellers. They're half a game out of the wild card. This is going to be nutty how it all goes down. And then you got a team like the Phillies, but the Phillies just put Nick Pivetta in the bullpen, which is wild. Drew Smiley came up and they're out there looking for stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun to watch this deadline, and adding the extra wild card has just proven to be make the trade deadline so crazy, because there's so many more teams that are fighting for a last spot that still think that they can make it and are buying. So it makes it a little bit harder, but I feel like the packages that are moving around are bigger because teams really want to make a splash to put themselves all the way over the top.
People like big packages.
That's right. That's right.
Little update. That alleged scumbag, Jonah Carey, deleted his Twitter account.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah. You know, totally all the stuff he allegedly did that would make him a huge dirt scumbag, and hopefully we never have to view any of his writing again, and we can just delete him from our
memories. I feel like you didn't like him before this, but
no, clearly not. Clearly not. But
the dog is also still barking. So update from my side.
Okay. So there's a bunch of potential bad news happening across the board. I mean, you're just going to like call the cops or something.
I'm going to go knock on his door.
Oh my God. Are you going to confront him?
Yeah. Well, I always do that first. I'm not going to film it. Please? No. That would make me look like a psycho. Like I'm filming it. No, I'm just going to go and I'm going to say, hey, look, everybody can hear this dog. Do something about it. I expect, because like the five times I've done this, one person has opened the door.
Oh, really?
I expect
No.
No. It was just a person that's oblivious and has no respect for any other person in their life ever.
Will you just record the audio and put it in your pocket or something? You don't have to do video. I just want to
Sure, I'll do that. Yeah.
Just hold it. Just hold the phone and we can you can be recording it. Just be like, hey, pal, you can quiet that dog? That'd be great. Bring him inside or something. Hey, buddy. Yeah. All right. That is the episode. Maybe we'll have a little secret content for Patreon on Bogman's door knocking escapades, and patreon.com/ITL Army for everything else that is ITL in the ITL audio universe. You can find all the pods. We got a crazy week coming up. It's Hell Week and more. So make sure you're locked in. For Bogman, I'm the Welsh. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.